You're listening to a special Cross Currents from KALW News. Today we're showcasing the reporting of San Francisco's public school students. I'm Hannah Baba. As housing prices continue to increase in San Francisco, many longtime residents are moving out to East Bay suburbs. But relocating isn't as simple as finding a new place to live. It's also about recreating a sense of belonging. And for residents who move away from their family and loved ones, maintaining close ties can be challenging. Julian Rodriguez reports.
So what did you cook for dinner today?
I cooked roasted chicken, mashed potatoes, lumpia, and corn on the cob.
This is a normal dinner night with my family. My baby cousin's running around while the adults are chatting it up. But this isn't as common of a night for me as it used to be. That's because my grandmother's home in San Francisco, the place where my whole family would regularly gather, was lost.
Bernal Heights is a place I grew up and I loved it.
That's my grandma, or Nana as I call her. She's the centerpiece of my dad's side of the family. For her, the loss of her Bernal Heights home was more than the loss of a house. And for me, it's put a strain on our relationship since I don't get to see her as often. And unfortunately, all of this is because of money.
I couldn't no longer afford my family house, which was left to me by my mom, being on a fixed income. Everybody was losing their homes back then because a lot of people took loans on, and I was one of them.
There were so many memories our family made in this house, from having sleepovers with my cousins every weekend to Easter egg hunts in the backyard. These moments are what made this house a home, and what made this move, as she said,
heartbreaking. It's like saying goodbye to my mom and my dad all over again when they were already in heaven.
She had inherited her home from her parents who had lived there for decades.
There's a lot of memories in that house, even with my grandma Kika. So my kids were born and grew up there, and my grandkids. So yeah, it's not easy saying goodbye to that home.
Moving meant she had to leave everything behind, including her church family. Now in Pinole, my Nana hasn't been able to find anything to replace it.
I miss bingo at our church. It was every Wednesdays. And then sometimes on certain days, they would have like champagne bingos for all the women. They had a community center as well, and they had Reno trips and stuff. And I miss all that because it was like a way to get out without having a car.
Since she can't drive, she really hasn't been able to form any connections with other people.
Unless you drive, everything is far.
In addition to losing her home, grieving the loss of her parents, and having a huge loan to pay off, she also broke her leg, so she turned to her children for help.
I was lucky that I had a daughter that was here in Pinole that allowed me to come stay with her.
My Nana currently lives with three other relatives, including the occasional stay by some of her grandchildren. Despite it being loud at times, the house is very roomy and welcoming.
You know, we have our problems, but we all get along. We have jokes, you know, we kidding and everything, but I think all in all, we're doing pretty good together.
But her life in Pinole is very different. She is no longer close to her birthplace, the place she grew up, the place she loved.
I haven't been back for about 5 years now, but yeah, I do miss it.
Today I'm visiting her house in Pinole for the first time. Since I don't drive, it's hard for me to see her as often as I'd like. She gives me the tour.
We have a huge yard and landscaping in front of the house, so it's a very nice home.
Being here for the first time, I get the vibe that everyone keeps to themselves. How's life different here in Pinole than in San Francisco?
Quiet. We try and talk to the neighbors. They're not very friendly. I mean, they're high and that's about it, but pretty much everyone minds their own business to what we're used to in San Francisco. I prefer San Francisco.
With the injury to my Nana's leg, going places isn't too easy for her. So my mom drives me and my Nana to the store so she can buy groceries. While on our way to the market, I notice how many stores are around. I realize that maybe Pinole isn't so isolated after all. It has everything you would need.
But yeah, for me, I guess it's better here in Pinole.
Despite being priced out of her home, my Nana has made the best of her situation. She sees it as better for her to live here with my aunt, who can help care for her and take her around. What is home to you?
My home is here in Pinole with my daughter and my son-in-law. To me, a home is where you feel comfortable, you're able to put your feet up, and it's where you should feel welcome and make people feel welcome.
It's become clear to me that she has made Pinole her new home. Pinole is now the place she goes to and puts her feet up. Me and my Nana's relationship has truly been tested throughout the years, and although our bond may not be as close due to the distance, I am happy that she is enjoying life and has people to help and support her. In Pinole, I'm Julian Rodriguez for Cross Currents.